बोलो लाडली लाल की। दोहा नंबर 71 इन द भक्ति शतक। जय राधे कृष्ण राधे 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 कृष्ण राधे। 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 The first doha we're starting with today, doha number 71. This takes a very basic point related to God, which is important to understand. Jimi jal nidhi maha jal kahat aru jal nidhi jal roop. This is saying that it's taking the example of the ocean, that sometimes don't we say that there is water in the ocean. We say there's a lot of water in the ocean. We say that, right? And it makes sense to us. But actually, if you think about it, saying there's water in the ocean doesn't make perfect sense, because what is the ocean? The ocean is a huge reservoir of water, right? So that's like saying there's a lot of water in the huge reservoir of water. You're saying the same thing twice. See, the ocean is not an empty basin in which you put water, right? If the ocean were an empty basin, then you could say there's a lot of water in the empty basin. There's a lot of water in the ocean. Samudra koi khali bartan nahi hai jisme pani dala jata hai. समुद्र ही पानी का निधि है। फिर भी हम कहते हैं कि समुद्र में पानी है। ठीक है, कहने के लिए ठीक है, चलता है ना? लेकिन लॉजिक से ये परफेक्ट ठीक नहीं है। So even though it's not perfectly logical to say there's water in the ocean, because the ocean itself is the water, but we still say it that way because it's a way of talking. So Maharaji says in this doha that we actually do something similar with God. Timi hari madhi ananda aru hari ananda swarup. We also say that there is bliss in God. Bhagwan me ananda hai. Hum kehte hai na? But this is the same situation as saying there's water in the ocean. God himself is bliss. So saying there's bliss in God is okay as far as just a way of speaking, but the fact is that God himself is bliss. Anando Brahma. Brahma and Anand. God and bliss. They are one and the same. It's just two words for the same thing. But we also find a statement like Ananda Mayobhyasat, Brahma Sutra, which basically means there is Anand in God. It's a way of talking. It's okay. We can say it both ways. The main point is that we understand that God is the source of happiness. We can get happiness from him. If we attain him, then we will get perfect happiness. Another common mantra from Vedas, Raso Vai Saha. He is Ras. He is Anand. Wah Anand Hi Hai. Or Labdvanandi Bhavati. Only by attaining him can a soul become Anandi. So the soul can become full of bliss, but God is bliss. See the difference? Jo jeev Bhagwan ko paata hai, wo jeev anandamay ho jata hai. Wo anand nahi ho jata hai. Wo anandamay ho jata hai. Lekin Bhagwan swayam anand hai. So this is just a subtle point in our scriptures. In fact, we find both statements. God, there is bliss in God, and God himself is bliss. We find both types of statements in our scriptures. But technically speaking, the exact way to tell it would be to say that God himself is bliss. Now, it's also said that God gives bliss to bliss. Wo anand ko anand dene wale hain. Why do we say that? Because anand, ek brahmanand hota hai, right? There's one brahmanand, that's the bliss of formless God. And Shri Krishna, he's Bhagwan, he has a personal form, unka roop hai, ye sakar brahm hai. To sakar brahm mein jo ras hai, wo anand ka saar hai. That's why it's another way of speaking to say Shri Krishna gives bliss to bliss, because formless God is bliss. And Shri Krishna is not just formless. He has a personal form. And the bliss of the personal form of God is sweeter, more enriched than the bliss of formless God. So that's one of the reasons we say he's the one who gives bliss to bliss. Because the bliss of formless God is it's been said that the bliss the jnanis enjoy in Nirakar Brahm is actually an echo of the sound that comes from Radharani's anklet. When Radha moves and her anklet, her nupur, jo dhwani usse nikalti hai, the sound that comes out of her anklet, a distant echo of that is the bliss of formless God. So that's why from that point of view we say, Bhagwan to anand ko anand dene wale hain. God makes bliss blissful. It's just one way of explaining that there's different levels of blissfulness in the divine world. So this is the brief explanation of this doha, and we'll go ahead and chant this now. Jai Radhe Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Jai. Jai Radhe Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe. Jai Radhe Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe. Jai Radhe Krishna, Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe. Jai Radhe Krishna, Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Radhe. Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe. Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna. Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna. Jimi Jalanidhi Maha Jal Kahat Aru Jalanidhi Jal Roop Radhe Radhe Jale kaat Timi hari madhi anand aru Hari Anand Swarup Radhe Radhe Aru Hari Anand Swarup Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe 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 Jai Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe The next doha is a very interesting one, which goes counter to the way a lot of people think. And someone might be surprised if they read this and didn't know the explanation of it. Socha sancha upakar nija, sochana para upakar. Karile pyar murari te taji de apar vichar. Most people think that if you're a good person, you should always be looking out for other people. Now, there are two ways to look at this. First of all, as a human being, it's a basic expectation that we be kind and compassionate to other living beings. Without that, we're not even qualified to be called as human. That's one of the things that makes us human, is we can look out for other people. We can think of another person's well-being. But there's a way of thinking of this. See, in this doha, Kripaluji Maharaj is making us look at this differently. Upakar means to do something for someone else's benefit or someone else's well-being. Para upakar, someone else's well-being. We have two kinds of well-being because we ourselves are double personalities. We have a physical side to our personality and we have a divine side to our personality or a spiritual side. Because we are Atma, we are the soul, and we inhabit a material body. To hum do hain. Hum Atma bhi hain aur hum Sharir bhi hain. But of course, our body is not the real us. It's temporarily associated with our personality. We're inhabiting this body. So we have two types of well-being that we need to look after. We need to look after our physical well-being, and we need to look after our spiritual well-being. We need to nourish our body, and we need to nourish our soul. If we nourish our body and forget about our soul, if we provide ourselves all the material comforts and pleasures, but we don't seek to attain divine happiness, then our body may be comfortable for some time, but our soul will not be happy. And if we ignore our physical requirements and only think of what our soul needs, then we won't be able to live properly either. So we need to think of our physical requirements and we need to think of our spiritual requirements. But the one is meant to be in service of the other. The ultimate goal is attaining God, and through attaining God, getting perfect happiness. Antim laksha hai bhagwat prapt. और भगवान को प्राप्त करके आनंद प्राप्ति क्योंकि भगवान और आनंद एक ही हैं तो अंतिम लक्ष्य आनंद प्राप्ति है भगवत प्राप्ति है लेकिन अभी तो हम शरीर में स्थित हैं हमारा मायिक शरीर है तो उसके लिए भी बहुत सारा कुछ चाहिए Calories, vitamin, protein, वगैरह वो सब चाहिए हमको लेकिन ये लक्ष्य नहीं है संसार पाना लक्ष्य नहीं है भगवान को पाना लक्ष्य है लेकिन वो भगवान को पाने के लिए तो शरीर की जरूरत है इसी से हम भक्ति करते हैं यदि शरीर नहीं है यदि हम जन्म नहीं लेते तो भक्ति नहीं कर सकते हैं तो भगवान को प्राप्त नहीं कर सकते हैं तो शरीर की जरूरत है इसलिए शरीर के लिए शरीर संबंधी सारा पदार्थ भी जरूरत है लेकिन वो लक्ष्य नहीं है, लक्ष्य है भगवत प्राप्ति. सो द गोल इज अटेनिंग गॉड. अलोंग द वे वी नीड टू केयर फॉर आवर फिजिकल बॉडी, सो वी नीड द थिंग्स ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड. बट अटेनिंग द थिंग्स ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड इज नॉट द गोल. Attaining God is the goal, because only by attaining God can we attain perfect happiness. Now, let's come back to par upakar. Normally, when we think of serving another person or helping another person, we think of helping them physically, right? We provide food, we provide money, we provide education. But we are unable to provide anand, which is the real thing they need. Sab ko anand chahiye, aur hum kisi ko anand nahi de sakte hain, kyunki hamare paas hai hi nahi. Hum bhi dhoond rahe hain anand ko, to kahan se denge? Real upakar. If we could really give someone their ultimate well-being, we would give them divine happiness. And we don't even have that yet. So then ask yourself, how will we truly help another person? Hum kiski seva karenge? Jab asli cheez jisko sab log chahte hain, वो असली चीज हमारे पास है नहीं, तो हम किसकी सेवा करेंगे? बताओ, किससे सेवा करेंगे? इसलिए महाराज जी कह रहे हैं कि पहले तो अपने को ठीक करो, अपने आप को पहले आनंद पाओ, फिर आप भी आनंद सिंधु, आपके पास आनंद सिंधु होगा, फिर आप दूसरों को दो, तभी हम सच्चा दूसरों का सच्चा उपकार कर पाएंगे. अभी क्या उपकार करेंगे? हम तो परफेक्ट स्वार्थी हैं. जो हमको अच्छा लगता है वही प्रिय है. जब हम दूसरों का उपकार करते भी हैं, क्यों करते हैं? क्योंकि हमको अच्छा लगता है दूसरों की सेवा करना, हमको अच्छा लगता है, इसीलिए हम करते हैं. यदि अच्छा नहीं लगता तो हम कहां करते? तो हम स्वार्थी हैं, ठीक है, लेकिन पर उपकारी बनने के लिए पहले सच्चा स्वार्थी बनना पड़ेगा. माने असली स्वार्थ है आनंद प्राप्ति, तो पहले वो पूरा कर दो, वो इच्छा पूरी करो. फिर जब आनंद होगा आपके पास, तब सबका उपकार कीजिए. इसलिए कृपाल जी महाराज कहते हैं कि सोच सांच उपकार निज, सोच ना पर उपकार. ठीक है, दैट डजंट मीन बी मीन टू अदर पीपल, इट डजंट मीन बी क्रूअल, डोंट बी कंपैशनेट, दैट्स नॉट व्हाट ही इज सेइंग. ही इज जस्ट सेइंग रियली थिंक अबाउट इट, हाउ मच कैन यू एक्चुअली हेल्प अनदर पर्सन. Who can help another person? The one who has divine happiness can truly help another person. So until then, think about attaining that divine happiness. Still be a good human being, but don't walk around with this feeling ki main dusron ka upkar karta hoon. Nahin, aap kuch nahi kar sakte. Just be a good basic human being, help others, give charity, that's fine, but don't be under the illusion that that is actually doing upakar to someone. It's not. Only God or a God-realized saint can do true upakar to someone. So, kari le pyar murari te, murari, Shri Krishna, he has that perfect anand. So, love him, attach your mind to him, and get that anand from him. Or taji de apar vichar. Don't worry about others. I'll tell you my personal experience. Just take one simple example. A lot of times I tell people, read Prem Ras Siddhant, Maharaji's book. His main philosophy book, the Bhakti Shatak, is a good follow-up actually to Prem Ras Siddhant. It's good to read Prem Ras Siddhant first. And Maharaji originally wrote it in Hindi. And there's no book like it in the whole world. I challenge you. It encapsulates the whole philosophy of Hinduism in just a couple of hundred pages with thousands of quotations. So I say read this book. It'll change the way you look at your life. And do you read Hindi? Yes, I read Hindi. Then get the Hindi one, the original one. Usme jo ras hai, wo kuch aur hai. The same. You'll understand the philosophy if you read the English translation, but the same ras, the same sweetness in the description can't really be conveyed in the English translation. So I say, read the Hindi. Most often, what do I hear? Oh no, I'll get the English one so my kids can read it. Your kids will not read Prem Ras Siddhant. So that's just I'm not saying don't try to look out for your kids and don't try to influence them in a positive way. Lekin pehle to apne aap samjho na. Pehle to aap siddhant samaj lijiye. Phir socho apne bachon ke bare mein. They'll buy the English one and they'll put it on their kids' night table and they won't even read it themselves. Isliye Maharaj ji keh rahe hain ki par taji de par apar vichar, taji de apar vichar. Don't worry about others until you've fixed yourself. This is a very important thing on the spiritual path. We have so much work to do on ourselves. First, let us attach our own mind in God and let us clearly and correctly understand the spiritual philosophy. Then we can start worrying about helping others. So again, just to clarify, this is not saying be cruel, don't be compassionate, don't help others. That's not what he's saying. He's saying be realistic about how much you can help others. And first and foremost, fix yourself. Elevate yourself spiritually. Then you can truly help others. Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe. 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 Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna. Soch saach upkar nij, soch na par upkar radhe radhe. करीले प्यार मुरारी ते तजी दे अपर विचार राधे राधे मुरारिते जय राधे कृष्ण राधे 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 कृष्ण राधे 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 The next doha comes back to the theory, the very important basic fundamental theory. Is dohe mein ek siddhant samjhaya gaya hai. Brahm shyam hai surya sam jeeva kiran anuhar. Just take the first half. श्री कृष्ण महाप्रकाश हैं हम लोग अणुप्रकाश हैं महा मीन्स ग्रेट बट इन दिस केस इट एक्चुअली मीन्स अनलिमिटेड गॉड इज सूर्य ही इज द सन बट नॉट जस्ट लाइक आवर सन विच प्रोड्यूसेस एन अमेजिंग अमाउंट ऑफ लाइट एंड हीट बट इमेजिन द अनलिमिटेड सन दैट्स गॉड Prakash means light. So he's Mahaprakash. We are also Prakash. We souls are related to God, so we are also light. But we are Kiran. Kiran means a ray of light. So a ray of light emanating from the sun is like a fraction of the sun, right? It belongs to the sun. It's from the sun. You could say even that it's a part of the sun. But it's Anu. It's infinitesimal in comparison to the unlimited divine sun. So we are Anu Prakash. We are a tiny fraction of that divine light or divine life, which is God. The next half says, Daivi Maya Gunamayi Janu Rupa Andhiyar. Now there's a third tattva, right? We know from all the past explanations I've given on Bhakti Shatak that Gya Gyaudva Vaja Vishani Shavaja Hyeka Bhoktri Bhogyartha Yukta Anantaschatma Vishvarupo Hyakarta Trayam Yada Vindate Brahma Metat. Shvetashvatra Upanishad says, Trayam, there are three tattva, Mahaprakash, Surya, Bhagwan, God, that's one tattva. Kiran, ye anuprakash, jeev, the souls are the second. So God, the unlimited light, and souls, an infinitesimal fraction of that light. And the third tattva is maya. Now maya is daivi, because maya gets its power to function from God. And gunamayi, maya itself is made of sattva rajitam, the three qualities of maya, the three gunas of maya. So gunamayi, made of the gunas. And could we compare maya to anything? Yes, darkness. If God is light, maya is darkness. Why is maya considered to be darkness? Is maya evil? No. Maya is a lifeless energy. How can an energy be evil? How can an energy be bad? It's not possible. But you see, the effect of maya is that it makes a soul forget his true identity. We are turned away from God, all of us. It's called being bahirmukh, bhagavad bahirmukh. Our back is turned to God and we're facing maya, which is a colorful way of saying we hope to find happiness from the world. We don't have hope of finding happiness in God. So our mind is turned towards the world. And once your mind is turned towards the world, towards maya, now maya affects us. The darkness of maya, you know, in the dark you can't see clearly, right? So under the effect of maya, we are unclear about even our own identity. We believe ourselves to be the body, do we not? Leave aside what you've learned, that intellectually you could pass a test. My true identity is A, body; B, the soul; C, mind. Those of you who have been attending all of my lectures, you would circle B. You would all get the right answer. My true identity is the soul. So you intellectually know, but you don't believe it on a cellular level. So we don't live in that consciousness, is what I mean. We're not conscious of this fact 24 hours a day that I am a divine soul who is a fraction of God. We're not conscious of that. What consciousness do we live in? Body consciousness. How do I look? Is my body covered properly? Is my belly fat today? Is anyone going to notice my belly sticking out more? Or my, I'm fit, feeling fit today. I wonder if anyone will notice. We're in body consciousness most of the time. It's like we actually believe that we are this body. That is due to the darkness of maya. Maya has shrouded our intellect, shrouded our understanding. So now we don't see the truth. This is why maya is said to be darkness. And God is the light. If any soul turns towards God, then maya can't affect that soul. So in this way, the analogy holds true as well. If God is the sun and maya is the darkness, can darkness and sunshine exist in the same place? No. Where there's light, darkness is gone. It's nighttime, and when the sun rises, the darkness is gone. So darkness and the sun can exist side by side. When the sun is gone somewhere else, then the darkness exists. In the shade of something, when the sun's on the other side of the earth and we're on this side, then we're in shade, right? Then we're in darkness. But when the sun is there, there's no darkness. So if you surrender to God, maya's gone instantly. Just like darkness can't be in front of the sun, maya can't be in front of God. But we're turned away from God. Therefore, Maya has a big effect on us. So this is basic philosophy. Ye siddhant bahut fundamental hai. Isko pehle samajhna hai ki hum log jeev hain, Bhagwan hamare anshi hain, ve mahaprakash hain, hum anup prakash hain, maya andhakar hain, lekin hum Bhagwan se bahirmukh hain aur maya ki aur mukh kiye hain, isliye maya havi hai, isliye hum bhul gaye ki hum atma hain, hum sharir nahi hain, hum apne aap ko sharir manne lage maya ke karan. To ye basic siddhant hai. Hua kab? Hua kabhi nahi. Ye anadi kal ki baat hai. Jaise hi koi jeev Bhagwan ki aur mudta hai, maya sada ke liye chali jati hai. Sada ko kabhi nahi vapas aa sakti hai. Na sapunaravartate, na sapunaravartate. Ved batata hai ki ek bar bhagwat prapti karne ke baad koi maya vash nahi ho sakta hai. To iska matlab hai, yadi hum aaj maya baddh hain, to anadikal se maya baddh hain. Kabhi hua nahi. To hum kabhi Bhagwan se sanmukh nahi the, kabhi bhi. Bhagwan se sanmukh hote to bahirmukh kyon hote? Why would we turn away from God? There's no reason to turn away from God. To isliye hum samajh sakte hain, we can understand that we are eternally turned away from God and towards maya. Now the last question is, why is maya able, maya being darkness and us being light, even though we're a small part of light, how is maya able to control us? I thought darkness couldn't control the light. Darkness can't defeat light, can it? No, impossible. But actually, if you take an example of, say, something metallic, like this shiny metal on the harmonium, it's shiny, right? So it means there's a unsh of prakash in here. But it's anu. It's a very tiny fraction of light exists in the metal. That's why it's shiny. But if you close all the doors and windows, it's nighttime, turn all the lights off, will this shine? So in other words, darkness has defeated it. Darkness has controlled, because it's too small of a fraction of light. It's not enough to banish the darkness. Take another analogy. When it's night, when the sun isn't here, are all the lights of New York City enough to drive away the night? So many lights. Think about the amount of energy that's used every night to light up the darkness, and still we're unable to banish the darkness. Even if we set all the hills on fire and there's a full moon and all the stars are shining brightly and we all light all of our lights, it's still going to be night. Because only the sun has the power to drive away the night, drive away the darkness. Similarly, all the beings in this world, whether they be small or whether they be great, they're all just little lights. They on their own can't drive away the darkness. You need the help of the sun. So we have to turn towards God. If we surrender to God, then maya is gone. The effect of maya is finished on us. But no matter how great a person becomes, if they're not surrendered to God, then maya is going to keep control of that person. No matter how strong or intelligent or renounced they are, they will always remain under the control of maya. So this is the basic philosophy explained in this doha. Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe. 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 Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe. Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Brahma Shyam hai Surya Sam Jeeva Kiran Anuhar Radhe Radhe Sama Devi Maya Gunamayi Janu Janu Rup Andhiyar Radhe Radhe Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe. 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 Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe.
In the last doha that we're going to look at today,
Kripaluji Maharaj actually sums up all of the devotional philosophy. Sau batan ki bat ek dharu murali dhar dhyan. Here he references, he uses the word sau, 100. Now this could mean one of two things. It could mean that he's saying sau batan ki bat ek means there are so many philosophies, so many paths, so many things to understand, but out of all of those, just understand one thing. Dharu murali dhar dhyan, just lovingly remember he who holds the flute, Shri Krishna. Literally you could say it means hold he who holds the flute in your heart, in your mind. That's what he's saying. Dharu means to hold. Murali dhar, the one who holds the flute, dhyan. Do meditate on him or hold him in your mind. Or you could say probably it has this meaning as well, since this is the Bhakti Shatak. There are 100 dohas in this collection. So, sau batan ki bat ika, the essence of his Bhakti Shatak is just lovingly remember Shri Krishna. This is also the essence of all of our scriptures. When King Parikshit asked Brahmaji, Shukadevji, what he should be doing with the time remaining in his short life, Shukadevji referenced Brahma. He said, you know, one time Brahma scoured all the scriptures, meaning he went through them in great detail, and Brahma is the knower of all the scriptures. He wanted to find out what is the essence of all of this knowledge. There are so many things told. What is the one thing that's the essence of everything? So Brahma went through all the scriptures three times. Bhagavan Brahma Kartsnyena Triran Vikshya Manishaya. Three times he went through. And what did he find out? Tadadhyavasyat kutastho ratiratmanyato bhavet. Whatever develops love in your heart for Shri Krishna, that is the essence of everything. Do that. So Shukadevji is telling Parikshit that of all, you know, whatever time you have left, use it to attach your mind to Shri Krishna. In other words, dharu murali dhara dhyan. One time Vedavyasji also decided, I'm going to find out the essence. There's so much knowledge given in all of these scriptures, 100,000 mantras of Vedas, 6 darshan shastras, 18 Puranas, including 400,000 shlokas, 100,000 shlokas of Mahabharata, Ramayana, over 200 smritis, plus all the writings of saints. He says, let me figure out what is the essence of all of this. So, alodya sarvashastrani vicharya cha punah punah idamekam sunishpannam dhyeyo narayano hari. He said, I did manthan. Manthan means to churn. When you churn something, like milk, what happens? The cream rises to the top. The cream is the best thing, right? The essence. So I churned all of the scriptures, punaha punaha, again and again, I did vichar. So in his mind, he did manthan of all the scriptures. And he knows them all, since he's the one who rewrote all of them 5,000 years ago. And he said, one thing rose like the cream to the top of the milk. And that is dhyeyo narayano harihi. In other words, dharu murali dhara dhyan. Same thing. Remember Shri Krishna in your heart and mind. Love him. And that's it. You're doing everything. If you've done that, you've done everything. And if you haven't done that, you missed the, you've done everything and you left out the very essence. But this, of course, you've understood already in many different ways. This has been explained why we have to do bhakti with our mind, because only the mind is the key. Mind has to be purified. Therefore, mind has to be attached to God. And if you attach your mind to God, you receive His grace. And through His grace, your mind is purified. And then all the good qualities result and start developing in the mind as a result of that. You start experiencing spiritual happiness. Your negative qualities like anger and jealousy and dishonesty are gradually reduced. And all the good qualities like patience and determination and compassion and truthfulness, these all increase. So really there's only one thing to do, is to attach our mind to Sri Krishna through smaran, through loving remembrance. The next half of this doha explains something very beautiful about bhakti. Sure, our true goal is to attain God. But there are different ways to attain God. If you want the highest divine attainment, then you have to strive to be selfless in your devotion. We call it nishkam bhakti. God is not biased, but imagine if someone devotes himself to Him, if someone surrenders to Him without asking for anything, and in fact, instead of asking for anything, that person has a desire in their heart to serve God and see Him happy, then Shri Krishna says, what can I do? I don't have anything that I can give to such a devotee. Those devotees who come to me asking for worldly things, if they're 100% surrendered upon God realization, I can give them worldly things. Those devotees who come to me asking for liberation, upon complete surrender, I can grant them liberation. Those devotees who come to me asking to receive a place in my divine darbar, in Vaikunth abode, in my divine, they can be in my association, in my divine abode, and have a place in my divinely royal court, I can give them that. But what about those devotees who don't ask me for anything and they merely submit themselves to me with a desire to please me or serve me? What do I have to give them? I have to give myself to them because I have nothing. I've already given everything to these other devotees. What do I give to the one who doesn't ask me for anything? I'll have to give my own self. That's why nishkamta results in the highest divine attainment. Those other devotees who asked for specific things from God, He gave them that, and then chutti, right? He's happy. Oh, bach gaya, bal bal bach gaye. You see, if someone doesn't ask for anything and then he has to give his own self, what happens then? Fir unka bura hal hota hai. Unki durdasha hoti hai. Like, for instance, Mother Yashoda is one such devotee who was selfless and didn't ask Shri Krishna for anything. So He gave Himself to her, which means however she loves Him, He loves her exactly that way in return. So she loves Him as her own son. So now He is her son. So when He does some kind of naughtiness and she has to punish him or, you know, make sure that he grows up understanding the difference between right and wrong, she may decide, I'm going to tie him to the ukal. I may threaten him a little with this stick so he's a little fearful of doing wrong things. And Shri Krishna's tied up and he's crying and he's fearful of Maya, and people may look at that and say, poor God, such a fallen state. He went from being the all-powerful, all-knowing God of the universe who is worshipped by all to being tied up by a little lady in Brej. So that's the greatness of selfless devotion, that God totally becomes yours. And if someone isn't selfless, then Shri Krishna says, oh, phew, you know, I'm spared now. I can just give this one whatever he's asking for and then I'm done. I don't have to worry about it. But when you don't ask for anything, then he becomes yours. So Sri Maharaj Ji is saying, Bada Bahu Seva Vasana. Increase your desire to serve Shri Krishna. This is the secret of bhakti. Then you'll attain the highest thing imaginable. Not only that, but you will progress much more quickly on the path of devotion. If your goal is seva, then when will you ever find fault in God? God, how did you let this thing happen to me? We argue with God in this way, right? We lose faith in God because we feel that some injustice has happened to us or something happened to us that we didn't want to happen, something bad happened to us. We lose faith in God. Why? Because we're not thinking of His happiness. We're thinking, God, what can you do for me? But the devotee who's thinking, Krishna, I'm yours. You give me something good, you give me something bad, I'm yours totally. I'm not going, see, like the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ji said in the words of the gopis, he said, Ashlishya va padarta pinashtuma madarshanam marmahatam karotuva yatha tatha tatha pasyati vastu sukshmam yatha tatha. He says, you know what, Krishna, do whatever you want. I have nowhere else to go. You are mine. Na paraha. I have nowhere else I can turn because I accept you alone to be mine. So whether you embrace me and accept me or whether you kick me out, tell me to get lost, or whether you just ignore me, become neutral, udasin, and, you know, pretend you don't even know me. These are the three ways you could treat me, right? Give me your affection, show me your angry face, or just ignore me altogether. Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji says, in either of these three cases, my love for you will go on growing, because my love is not based on what I'm getting from you. My love is based on the desire to serve you. So I don't mind. It doesn't matter to me how you treat me. I'm going to go on loving you. If we have this attitude in devotion, nothing will ever create an obstacle in our devotion. We'll never question God's kindness or His love for us. We'll say, I'm not looking for you to show your love to me. I'm looking for a chance to serve you. This devotee will progress much more quickly than the devotee whose faith is dependent on God showing him how much He loves him. Of course, God loves everyone equally. But again, the one who submits himself with a desire to serve Him, that elicits a very special response from Shri Krishna. So for this reason, Jagatguru Shri Kripaluji Maharaj has encapsulated the whole devotional philosophy here in this one beautiful doha, which also sums up or gives the essence of his whole bhakti shatak. Jai Radhe Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe. Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna 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 Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna. Sabatan ki baat ek dharu murali dhar dhyan radhe radhe. Sabatan ek, sabatan ki baat ek, dharu murali dhar dhyan radhe radhe. Badh bahu seva vasna yah saugyanan gyan radhe radhe. Badh bahu seva vasna yah saugyanan gyan radhe radhe. Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe 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 Bolo Shyama Shyam Ki Jai.